All right, December 17th, 10:48 hours. Michelle.
Yeah, I wrote it down yesterday.
Okay.
This is my copy. I had another one that I wrote and signed, but I saved this one at least.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you mind if I take a photograph of this?
Sure.
Okay.
If I can find the other one.
Okay.
It looks a little nicer.
No, this is totally fine.
Okay.
Totally fine. And I guess, I mean, I know you have a written, but if you wouldn't mind, I guess just telling me what you were doing before everything happened and then kind of everything that happened after.
Okay. Yeah, it would be nice to actually say it because I haven't told anybody. I didn't know if I was allowed to. So I was on my way to the Trader Joe's shopping center, and I had just pulled off the freeway exit, and I was in that turn lane that's closest to the event. So I was in the left-hand turn lane right in front of that cafe.
Okay.
So I was sitting there, and I looked over, and I noticed a young guy on a skateboard, and I thought, oh, he could have been one of my students in the past or something, and just looked at him. And I looked up at the light to see if I was ready to turn. I was the second car back. So I looked up at the light, and in that instant that I looked up at the light, I heard pop. Two pops, maybe three. I heard pops.
Okay.
And I thought, what is a pop? So I looked over, and where the boy was, or the young man, I looked over, and there's a policeman facing, so I'm facing this way, and they're coming. The policeman's facing me.
Okay.
So I'm watching the policeman, and he has a gun in his hand, and the person on the skateboard looks like he's walking towards the policeman.
Okay.
So the policeman has his gun, you know, in the stance, and he's standing there, and he's shooting, and the kid keeps coming, and I'm thinking in my head, if you're getting shot, why aren't you falling? And I heard a couple more pops, so it was like pop, 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 and I looked over. And then there were more pops as the kid was walking towards him. The policeman kept shooting at least three more times. So I think I heard six shots.
Okay.
And then when the light had changed, but I didn't notice the light change because I was watching the policeman, and the policeman hit the ground. And I didn't know if he got shot or if he was just defending himself or anything, but I freaked, and as soon as that light changed, I went and I got behind the building, and I got out of my car, and I called the 911 while I was tucked under the bushes, and I was telling the people that were coming out of that cafe to get down because there was a shooting. So they were all getting down, and I waited there on the phone with the dispatch, and then they gave him my information, and then I hung up with them, and then I just kind of sat there by my car until I saw other people had gone to spectate, and then they were walking back the parking lot, and they said that the policeman was not hurt and that it was over, and so then I got up and I left. I didn't know what else to do.
No, that's
so
totally,
that's what I saw.
No, it's totally fine. So when you were coming out of the Trader Joe's,
I was going towards the Trader Joe's. I was off the freeway exit.
Okay, so you're in the left-hand turn lane. You're on Carmen.
I'm on Carmen, and I'm going to turn left onto Daly. And I'm not in the tucked-in one closer to that side of the road. I'm in the middle.
Okay, because there's two lanes. There's the closest one that we'll call number one, and then the one that's to the right, we'll call that number two. Okay. You're in the number two. Now, are you the first car?
I'm the second.
Okay.
There's a van in front of me, but I don't know what it was. I don't remember.
Okay.
It was a darker van.
Were your windows down or up?
No, my windows were up because
It
was cold.
Yes. Any obstruction? Was there anything so you saw everything clear? And what initially drew your attention to look to your right there to see?
I always look at my surroundings, and I always am drawn to, you know, young people, and I noticed a young person on a skateboard, just, you know, he didn't look like he was going anywhere in a hurry or anything. Sure. He was just standing there, and I looked, you know, he had the, you know, long blondishy color hair, and he just looked real cash. I'm just looking at him, you know, that's it. I didn't notice any running. I didn't notice any hollering, nothing.
Okay. And the officer, what was he wearing, his clothing?
It looked like it didn't have the green jacket. I don't think it was the whole tan color.
Okay.
He, you know, I told Sean today when I saw him, because I looked at him and I said, Sean, when I got back to school yesterday afterwards and you weren't here, I thought maybe it was you, because, you know, he had the stance, you know, that I've seen Sean. Not that he looked like Sean, but he looked like a police officer looks. But he was facing the person, and he was holding the gun.
So you would you would recognize this person as a police officer?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
And when you first see them, does the officer have his gun out?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see the subject? How does his behavior, body language, can you describe it?
Yeah, sure. When I heard the pop, I mean, okay. This is instantaneous. I never saw the policeman in the first place before I heard the pop. When I was looking at the student person, I mean, I think all kids under 30 were my students. So, you know, I'm just looking at him thinking, oh, you know, maybe he was here a few years ago or something. I was just looking at him. I didn't notice any police people walking around. Okay. Nothing. I didn't know anybody else was on the sidewalk. I didn't see a car parked, you know, like a police car parked on the side. I didn't see anything like that. I was only looking at him. And then when I looked up at the light and heard the pops and looked back, all of a sudden there's a police officer walking towards, you know, my vision. I can see the police officer's face. And I see the gun in his hand, and the person is coming towards him. Mm-hmm. And the person is kind of maybe hunched over a little, definitely not walking big and tall. You know, looks like he's maybe rushing at him. I can't tell that. But he looked lower to the ground than he did when he was just standing there with the skateboard.
Okay.
I could only see his back. I didn't see what was in his hand. I assumed it was the skateboard, but I don't know.
Right.
I can't see the front of him. Or what he's saying. I can't hear anything anybody's saying. I don't notice the police officer's lips moving. Okay. I just assume they were, and he's probably telling him to stop. But I just saw him keep shooting. Maybe the police officer was backing up as the person was walking towards him. I don't see the police officer walking towards him shooting.
Okay.
It kind of looks to me like the police officer's, you know, walking backwards a little bit.
Because that was my next question. As the subject's approaching the officer, you know, my next question was to ask you what the officer was doing.
He did not look to me to be standing in one position firing and waiting for this kid to come at him. He looked like he was backing up.
Okay. And you said something about the officer fell?
To me, when I'm, you know, sitting here watching, I thought he at least went down to a knee and maybe had fallen into the road.
Okay.
I couldn't tell.
Okay.
And that's when I freaked out.
Did the subject, as the officer fell, what was the
subject? I didn't see the subject.
Okay.
So I didn't know if he somehow, I couldn't imagine, if you're getting shot and you don't have body armor on, why aren't you falling?
Right.
So I didn't know if he ran off, there was bushes right there, so he couldn't have gone off to that side. And I didn't want him to be turning around running towards me, so I just, as soon as I saw the policeman fall and I knew my arrow had turned, I turned.
Okay. Now, because I know the breakfast place you're talking about, when you got out there, did you hear or see anything other than just the aftermath? Okay. And you said you heard about
six? I heard I thought I heard pop, 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 looked, and then saw at least three more pops.
Okay.
Or heard. And I didn't know if they were from the police officer with the pops. It looked like they were coming from him.
Okay.
You know, his hand was on the trigger. He was focused, totally focused on this person.
Okay. And as he's focused, the subject is...
It looks like the subject keeps coming towards him.
Okay. And could you see anything in the subject's hands?
I didn't.
Okay. No.
I mean, originally I saw the skateboard at the corner.
Okay, so you started right at the corner, and then, now, do you recall seeing the officer's patrol car?
No.
Okay. Do you remember seeing any black and white police car on Carmen? Okay. But then as you initially see them on the corner, and then you lose sight of them, and that's when you see the officer?
Yeah, so originally the person with the skateboard pulls up to the side, and it looks like he's waiting to cross towards this side, not towards me, but just coming towards this way, like maybe there's a gas station or something on the corner, I don't know. It looked like he came from, you know, one of the sides, but I didn't see where he came from. All I only saw him when he was on the corner, and like I said, I'm just drawn to student-looking kids. So I just saw him, looks like he's just pulling up all cash. He's got a skateboard. He wasn't riding it. Maybe he had just finished riding it, and he picked it up in his hands. So he had a skateboard in his hands.
Okay.
At that point, he's facing me. I see him. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of turns, you know, and looks like, you know, you're just waiting, so you're looking around. It doesn't look anything but just normal. So I saw him facing me, and then I looked at the light, and then all of a sudden I heard the three pops. So I turned, and there, out of the blue to me, is the policeman with his gun drawn and the skateboard person going towards him.
Okay.
Away from my face.
Do you recall if the subject, where his hands were?
I couldn't see his hands. They weren't down here.
Okay.
It didn't look like he had, I mean, he could have had the skateboard right here. I didn't see his hand out here. It could have been here. Mm-hmm. It looked to me like he was going like this towards the police officer.
Okay. So like his hands were up in front of him?
His hands might have been up in front of him because I couldn't see them down low, and I couldn't see the skateboard at that point.
Okay.
If he had dropped it or if he was holding it, like, you know, you hold your skateboard right here. I didn't know.
Now, after the officer fell,
I didn't see anything after that. Once I saw him fall, it looked to me like he went down on one knee and rolled.
Okay.
I couldn't tell for sure, but I was afraid that he had been shot and he was down on the ground, and that meant somebody else had a gun and that I was in danger.
Okay.
So I pulled over and I went behind the building and I called.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you...